Do it again.
How now, brown cow?
Okay, you ready?
Hi, this is Sierra Palin, former governor of Alaska. I'm here to tell you about two of my favorite boys in all the internets. That Ricky and Julian on the Foul Monkeys make my day every time I hear them. And also, too, they're white, like fresh snow and Wasilla. So I want you to listen in on the Pride 48 on June 25th through the 27th and hear my favorite boys, along with over 30 other great shows, you betcha. And look for the Foul Monkeys every Sunday live on Pride48.com.
Next, on a very special edition of Foul Monkeys, Ricky learns a tough lesson in love.
I feel so violated right now. It's not even funny. I didn't even do anything.
Oh, come on. You just had three men leave your bedroom.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
This is episode 288 again. Yeah. If some of you are hearing this for the second time.
This is a replacement for the piece of garbage.
Shitstorm. Cluster, crazy shit.
Clusterfuck. Worst episode ever we did on Sunday.
Yesterday, and it was so sucky that by the time we left, by the time we were done, we're like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, I'm like, there's no way we are releasing that.
There were issues with the website, then I couldn't get my shit straight, and then it's just fucking crazy.
Yeah, we had audio problems, we had intro problems, we had promo problems.
We had Ricky problems.
We had Ricky problems. And even though I did have a lot of topics, they sucked.
Yeah, and I had one. And I'd already talked about it before in another episode, so. Womp, womp. Well, we have an important agenda today on our show. Should we just go right into it?
We might as well go ahead and start out. Apparently, on our show Sunday yesterday.
Not apparently.
On our show yesterday, in the chat room on Pride 48, some of our fans / listeners were pretty brutal with Big Fatty, who was in the chat room as well.
Yes.
They were really nasty and really hateful towards him, and I don't, and I'm not making an excuse for this, but I don't watch the chat room as much as I should.
Right.
And had I known all that had gone on, I would have stopped it. And I feel horrible that I didn't do more to stop it, even though I didn't know some of it was going on.
Right. Well, I just know another reason why the show from Sunday isn't going to be aired is because one of the things I know of was in the chat room I said out loud.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really paying attention what else was going on in the chat room. I read that part. I didn't really think anything of it. Yes, it was nasty.
Yeah.
But we were so caught up trying to get our shit straight that it was like ridiculous. So we all have to remember that sometimes we don't like shows or other people's shows. There are some people that fucking hate our show, and that's fine. And if you don't like other shows, just be courteous and keep it to yourself, unless it's constructive criticism.
Exactly, because I know I and both Ricky, too, are both fans of Big Fatty. We listen to his show every day.
We love our Fatty Daddy.
We do. And it really kind of upset me that he was upset by what went on in our chat room.
I mean, I love Big Fatty so much that I listen to my podcast in alphabetical order so that I don't show favoritism, but I skip over Archer's show to listen to Big Fatty first, so I guess that does show favoritism. Sorry. but I just wanted to, I want to apologize. You know, we're sorry. We didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings, and Maybe the people in the chat room were joking. Maybe they weren't. We don't know, because chat rooms or text messaging is not a really good social or a place to share your feelings.
You don't get vocal inflection
right
in a chat room. So, but I want, and I'm going to do this next time we do a live show, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask all of our fans who show up
to be nice.
To be nice.
Right.
I mean, if something said jokingly, that's one thing, but mm-hmm. they got kind of nasty.
And just
as far as I'm concerned, that's unacceptable.
Right.
You know, if you're going to do that, take it somewhere else.
Right. And then finally on this subject, Julie and I had talked about it earlier, and to apologize. Actually, another thing first. We like Big Fatty so much that our Gay Days t-shirt, one of the things on the shirt is because of Big Fatty.
Of course.
So when he sees it, he'll love it.
Yeah.
But, you know, so that's how much we like him.
Yeah.
But the other thing Julian and I talked about earlier was that to apologize, you know, formally, Julian said that he would suck on your saggy balls for you during Gay Days. So look forward to that, Big Fatty. And they're big, too.
When did I say this?
Oh, you said it earlier today.
Was I high?
I think you were high off the floor cleaner or something. But you still said it.
I don't remember this.
That's okay. By the time you get done sucking his balls, you're not remembering anything anyway.
Jesus H. Christ.
So that's it on that. Mm-hmm. And
I spoke with him on Twitter earlier today, and mm-hmm. he seems okay and seems to have moved on, but it made me feel like, you know, an inch tall, mm-hmm. and I felt really low. And
well, Julian text messaged me this morning. He was like, have you listened to Big Fatty yet? And I was like, no, I'm still at the gym. He's like, you should listen. I was like, why? What happened?
Now.
You should listen now. And I was like, oh, okay. So I listened to it, and I got to work, and I was like, oh, I feel like the biggest piece of shit today.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's get on a happier note.
Yeah, let's move on to a little little bit of happy. So
I forgot what we talked about yesterday.
You know what? Everything we talked about yesterday sucked. So let's just come up with something new.
But there was... I talked about something on the show that was important. Oh, here we go. Pride 48.
Okay.
We received an email from Daniel stating that the computer that was streaming our shit live for everyone 24/7 died.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to go out and get a new computer unexpectedly. Well, sooner than he knew he would have to get one.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to let everyone know that on the Pride 48 website, there's a donate button that you could click and donate money to our lovely website.
That's right.
Last year, apparently, people donated enough to keep it running for a whole year.
That's right.
So hopefully we can get that again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
God damn, you're gassy.
Because
you need to take some Beano or something.
Cherry Coke Zero.
Jesus.
It won't help that. But we love doing our live shows, except for yesterday's. And we're sorry that we put you guys
and
through that shit.
And also, too, uh-huh. I threatened to run Big Fatty 24 hours a day.
Yes. And that was... And we were serious about that. They will run Big Fatty 24/7 on Pride 48 until they get enough money
uh-huh.
to pay for something.
Right.
So, you know, me, Julian, probably wouldn't mind that so much.
Mm-hmm.
But... all they're actually going to play is just a sound clip that says, oh, Big Fatty, no one gives a shit. And it's going to say that over and over and over again until they get enough.
Big Fatty, you fucked it up again.
Oh, Big Fatty, you're disgusting.
That is vulgar.
So, yeah, if you can, donate. If you can't right now, donate later. Remember, our Pride 48 event is June 25th through the 27th.
And just
as you heard Sarah say,
just a few dollars will help.
A few dollars will help. Maybe it'll stop that oil leak in the Gulf, too.
I have a feeling it's going to take more than a few dollars for that.
That is so
You see,
ridiculous.
Like, it's already 10 miles up in the marshes in Louisiana. Not that I really care that much about Louisiana, but
it's sad
to see the pelicans all oil coming.
Right. And they said that damage may never be able to be cleaned. Like, it could be possibly there forever, which is sad.
That's like your ass. That damage may never be able to be cleaned.
My ass doesn't get used as much as yours does, okay?
Yes, but my ass gets cleaned regularly.
HR. Foul Monkeys HR.
I am Foul Monkeys HR.
Oh.
I'm the VP, I'm the fan page administrator, and I am HR.
Well, I'm just going to have to get my attorney.
And I'm the artist formerly known as Robin Quivers.
Oh, and how are you gonna how are you gonna give back to the show? Remember, you right?
Huh?
When I said, "Oh, you're gonna be Robin Quivers at the show," what are you gonna do? And you're like,
"Yeah, laugh a lot." Oh, Ricky, you're so funny.
I like that actually. We need a sound clip of that.
Yeah. I can't fake it that often.
That's what she said. Oopsie.
We also wanted to talk about the gay days.
The good days.
The good days. And our official podcast and podcast listener dinner coming up on June 4th, Friday evening at 7 p.m. at the Gaylord Palms Resort in beautiful Orlando, Florida.
I thought it was in Kissimmee.
601.
Oh.
Close enough. God damn. It's right across the street from the Magic Kingdom, basically. But anyway, we did have a couple of cancellations, and I think we're down to 27 now. But if anybody else is not going to show up, make sure you let me know by this Friday, the 28th.
Awesome.
Otherwise,
you're fucking paying for your
meal. There will be hell to pay.
Just to let you know right now, I'm starving myself all this week just so that I can eat that food.
Well,
and when I say starving, I just mean exercising.
Since it's 2 weeks away, are you going to starve yourself
I'm
for
screwed.
2 weeks? Dumbass. I'm going to starve myself all this week.
And
because,
next week.
Because the dinner's next week.
No, I'm tired today. I'm going to bed as soon as we're done with this shit. It's going to release some other time.
Well, I heard you. I was still like half asleep this morning, and I heard you come in here and plug your iPhone in, and I'm like, that motherfucker's up early.
I got up at 5:15.
Fuck all that.
My alarm went off at 5:15. I got up at 5:30. I let Finbar out. I was getting dressed, and so this morning, I burned 588 calories. This afternoon, I burned 700 and like...
The buzzer's back! Yay!
And then I burned like 788 this afternoon. So, like 1,300 calories. And I worked out like weights, so that burned calories.
So how many calories is in a load of semen?
I couldn't tell you that.
Oh. Well, maybe you should look that up
sometime.
Maybe
that's how I got fat. That's disgusting.
And I could totally see that, too.
Connor goes.
No, I did not. I said your teeth are awfully white.
That's because I floss, bitch, okay?
Flossing does not make your teeth white.
Yes, it does. Ew. It doesn't stay in my mouth long enough to take anything white.
You never swallow? Or have never swallowed?
No, I have.
Oh, okay.
I always swallow. Don't always.
Yeah, okay.
It just depends on the person. Like, if I think they're kind of gross or something.
Then you swallow.
No! No! Overmodulation.
Swallow, no! Yes, sir.
Yes, sir! No, if anybody ever did that to me, I would bite their dick off.
You know, Ricky's probably got his spit and cum bucket next to his bed.
Oh, nasty. I do not have that. No, ma'am.
So what do you do? Like a... And just spit it out onto your chest or something.
No, I leave it on them. Why the fuck would I do that? I don't want to mess up my sheets.
It got really quiet in here after the dryer went off.
Right. Well, I think the air went off, too.
Damn. I can hear myself.
I heard myself. What else did we have yesterday? We had... I don't know what the fuck we had to do yesterday. Do you remember, Connor? Do you remember what we talked about?
Well, I talked about black people, but...
No, that wasn't even worth it.
I know.
Huh?
Your homeless hookups.
Your home.
I've never had a homeless hookup, but I said there was a cute homeless guy at the Lake Morton.
Yeah.
And what'd you say? I would...
Give him a ride home, give him a shower, and do him, and then $20 and send him on their way.
And I was like, I wouldn't give him $20. Yeah, right. He got a shower. That's good enough. And maybe a haircut.
And the sad thing is, the way your shower is, he might end up dirtier after he gets in there.
Oh, shut up. Whatever.
Has that shower been cleaned since you went to Chicago?
I've sprayed stuff in it, but I haven't cleaned the curtains. Which now it's obvious I have to clean them.
So, no.
No. So I'm going to spray bleach on them and see if it goes away. And if it doesn't, then I'll have to take them down and wash it. I'm the only person taking a shower in there. Who cares? Or is someone else taking a shower in there? I didn't know.
No, nobody else is taking a shower in there, but still.
I don't know, but y'all sure do shit in my bathroom all the time.
I don't.
Well, who's using my toilet paper?
Annika.
I can tell you right now, when I walked in on Saturday, there was no fucking toilet paper used on his ass because he had like 14 dumps in the kitchen mixed with eggshells and probably fucking worms.
Oh, and goddamn.
Fucking plastic. That's what I talked about yesterday, walking into a land of eggshells on Saturday. Due to this fucking Clydesdale that's laying here. With a big old pile of shit right there.
He was hungry. And he had the shit.
Fuck.
And now he's passed out like something dead.
Mm-hmm. Which really makes me feel weird because he sleeps with his eyes open. I think that's weird. Anyway...
Like you don't do that when you got a rogue trick running around.
What?
like that night we had a mystery ring at the door.
The one that we talked about on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. That was not even cool with me.
I know, but...
I was so pissed off.
A mystery ring at the door.
That was a mystery ring, considering I had been sleeping for an hour already.
Who the fuck are you? And what are you doing at my door? Go away.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
You're going to have to leave.
With oh my God, was he black?
And me with the chain still on the door. Like I'm taking the chain.
I wouldn't even answer it. Like Why did you even answer it?
Because I don't know who the fuck it is.
Oh.
And something in my gut told me mm-hmm. that he was there for you. But what I thought was he was there for you, mm-hmm. but you fell asleep before he got there.
Uh-huh.
Or you got there late.
Ooh, that's a diss right there. No, I would never.
You would never fall asleep. I would never fall asleep when a trick
was
on
the way. I was very upset by that situation. I was really pissed. That's and like, I was like, don't fucking come to my house ever again.
That's as bad as the one that rang the doorbell.
Ugh.
And parked in the neighbor's driveway. You're a dumb motherfucker. Never like, ring the doorbell, and you're going to have to move your car.
He was fucking like 19 or 20. What the fuck was I thinking?
I don't know. We know anyway. What you were thinking.
It was fun. I got what I needed, so. Just so you know, I get mine too. So, how did this become a discussion about my sex life?
We had to.
I don't want to talk about it anymore because it's non-existent here lately. So,
well, we can talk about it in the past tense.
No, I don't want to.
Well,
the past is history. We don't repeat that. unless we want to repeat some of yours. So we're going to talk more?
I can talk.
Oh, really?
Really?
You want, oh, really?
If we're going to talk past, we're going to talk back like DJing.
Oh, no. I mean, like, since I've known you. And it'd be real comfortable with Connor sitting right next to
we'll
you.
We'll save that for the DVD.
Oh, okay.
That we're never going to make.
Because no one fucking is even goddamn interested in that shit.
I know. We could make it and we'd have
but
to
But you know what?
Away.
If you weren't live at the show yesterday...
Huh?
I said if you weren't live listening to us yesterday, there's then two shows lucky. That you've never heard.
Then you're lucky. If you didn't
yeah,
hear that.
You'd probably want to just off yourself.
If I didn't have, if I didn't hear that yesterday, I wouldn't listen to it.
I'm kind of glad we didn't release that because if I would have told somebody, especially since we're getting ready to go to Gay Days and we're going to be suggesting people to come to our website, if they would hear that shit.
They would never listen to us ever again. What the fuck is that?
Well, I'm a firm believer in giving a show like 3 or 4 episodes before I'll say, no.
Well, I do a 15-minute stick my toe in the water. So I'll give them 15 minutes. And then...
Do you try other episodes?
Yeah. And then maybe a month later, I'll try 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then maybe a couple months later, I'll give them 15. If they haven't made me chuckle in 3 different episodes of 15 minutes, mm-hmm. they're probably not going to get another chance. Oh. At least give me some kind of chuckle.
Right. I don't know if there's ever been a time that the show wasn't funny. I mean, there have been serious episodes like... when Cedric broke up with me and I had to tell everybody. Mm-hmm. Which, everyone wanted to kill themselves after they heard it.
Which is why you will never let a boyfriend on the show
ever fucking again. Never will I ever do that again. That was like the worst thing ever for me.
And I thought I was going to have to kill the last one for inviting himself to be our musical guest on the show.
Mm. That's a hot mess right now. So, and I showed you why.
I know.
Hot mess. It's sad because some of these guys that I've dated, they would be really good guys if they just grow the fuck up.
Let's give it up for G.E. Smith and the Saturday Night Live band. No, motherfucker. This is our goddamn show. Go get your own thing.
This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one.
Oh, did you get the speaking of the cute one, did you get the message from the guy on our Facebook fan page?
Mm-mm.
You didn't.
Should I look at it right now?
I'll.
Oh, just to let you know, someone finally text messaged me on the Foul Monkeys the 863 local number.
Oh, did they now?
Jenny
from the blog?
No. Yeah, no. Jennifer Farbison, I think she's on, that's what Facebook is.
Actually, it was a message from the Foul Monkeys website.
Oh, I didn't see it. Where'd it come to? Your email?
Yeah, it came to my Gmail account.
Maybe he just emailed it to you.
Said, hello, I love you guys, both of you. It's great to think you get to live someone that you enjoy, or seem to, as much as you guys do. I live in Atlanta now, but grew up in Palatka, not far from Keystone, which is where my parents live. There is nothing there, which is true. We used to go skiing on the lakes there as a kid, and I drive through there every time I go back to Palatka. Please know I enjoy you, both of you, and you're both cuties. Daryl.
Oh, hey, Daryl. What's up? What's your name? Let us know next time you're going to be in Palatka, and we'll make sure to make a trip up to Julian's parents' house. Which I don't think I'd want to live anywhere called Palatka.
It smells like there's
Palatka.
Like, no, there's like a big paper mill up there, so it smells like soured pulp, wood pulp all the time. Yeah, it's
like
not
here on Bartow Road. It smells like fucking rotten oranges all the time. Yeah, the orange juice factory.
Except it permeates more square mileage. It fucking stinks up there.
That's disgusting.
It's not pretty.
That ain't right with Jesus. Palatka.
So, how long have we been recording?
24 minutes.
Really? Because it seems like 45 minutes.
Oh, and yesterday we were not in the fucking mood to record. Today we're in a lot better mood, even though we kind of had to start it out serious. Well, we're in a lot better mood than we were yesterday.
Well, I got my other half here with me, whereas yesterday I had to leave him and come back home. And I was just not. Oh, shut up. You're just bitter because you have nobody to beat on Team Ricky.
Pretty much. No one loves me. No one wants me. No one would care if I died today.
So. I would.
Yeah, the only reason you would care is because I wouldn't be paying fucking rent anymore. And I'd leave a damn dog here with you.
Oh, no. That motherfucker would go right No, I'd call Kevin.
Do you have his number? You'd find it.
I get it.
Yeah. I'd call Kevin. What would you do with Nas?
Can I have a TV?
Oh, well, which TV?
Both of them.
Welcome to Ling Buffet.
This is a Nas special.
Yeah, that's what I'd be doing with Nas.
Yeah, he's probably gamey.
They can
speaking of gamey.
Oh, god damn.
How much do I love Joe and his comment about your gamey balls?
Well, first of all, him and Bjorn were talking about how loose my ass was. And I'm like, both of y'all suck my left nut.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe's like,
how come not the right one? Is it because you like that one better? Or is it bigger?
No, because I like it better.
Because it's right. And it's white.
And Joe's like, I wouldn't touch your balls. They're gamey. And then hashtag works outside, Florida heat, and then Connor's slob.
Right. Slobber.
Yeah. And Connor's like, it doesn't bother me any. It's much better than
dirty chocolate. He goes, you don't know how good dirty chocolate can be. And I responded back, I do.
And Connor's like, I've heard it wasn't all that. And I'm like, both of you, knock it off before you go in timeout.
Well, I dated several black guys when I lived in Virginia. And they were nice guys.
At the same
time? No. But
oh, it was the football team.
It was the whole football team, Virginia Tech football team.
At the same time.
At the same time. They all had their dicks inside me all at one time.
They ran the train on
Ricky. Ears, nose, ass, mouth, eyeballs.
I thought your nostrils looked a little extra big.
That's because I have black in my family.
You like getting the radiator hose thrown to you, don't you? Oh.
I dated several black guys, and the sex was pretty awesome. It was pretty good.
So there's no bottom left in your bottom?
The sex was not that awesome because I usually had to drive to their house because they didn't have a car, or I had to drive to their house because they didn't have a job, or I had to drive to their friend's house because they didn't have a house. So... And I'm not just making that up. That's true.
That's why I've never heard you fart. Because it just goes...
Whatever. I didn't date that. I dated like 4 in 1 year.
In 1 year?
Yeah. Because they lived like 45 minutes away. So we'd only date like 2 months. I'm like, forget this.
Oh.
I went through like a year and a half of...
You had a chocolate phase?
Yeah.
We shall call that your Ghirardelli year.
That makes it sound fancy.
I could have said Hershey's, but that sounds like
shit.
Yes.
No, I don't want Hershey years.
That'll be when you get old and your wear depends. It'll be the Hershey
but
years.
No one will care about me, so it actually won't be depends. It'll just be my bed sheet wrapped up like a big diaper.
Yeah, you know we'll end up in the Medicare wing of the nursing home. Where instead of a bath, they just hose you down with a water hose.
I'm the Mary!
You're a pasty hag on a deathbed. I'm the Mary!
You are totally going over here.
No.
We're at 2857. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or give us a call or text message 863-666-0377. Thank you, Jenny, for messaging me. We talked a little bit, and I was like, you know what? You can have my real cell phone number. Here you go.
Aw. You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. And for the person that had their shit sent back to them, we'd really like to have it back. So go ahead and send that back to us.
Especially if it was good.
And let us know that you sent it to us.
You can also join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. And for those 100 people on the Foul Monkeys fan page that never bothered to become a friends of mine on Facebook. How about like checking that out every once in a while?
I can't. I want to find the womp womp for you.
You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marvel.
You can follow me.
Why is it so hard for you to remember that? Ugh, you're so disgusting.
You can follow me on Twitter by looking for Foul Monkeys and Facebook by searching for Ricky Burton.
Oh, goddamn, I can smell that.
It's awesome, isn't it?
You're nasty.
There's a little bit of cabbage
mixed
in there.
Oh, you're nasty.
Oh, you know what else?
You're a nasty bastard.
This reminds me, that belching. We love Big Fatty so much. Last week, I made two recipes for Big Fatty.
Well, it did contain bacon.
Mm-hmm. That's why. If you've never heard of this before, there's you take cream cheese and you crumble bacon in it and mix it all up.
And it makes good lube.
Oh. Maybe for Big Fatty. That might hurt.
Traction.
But it's really good. Julian tried it. What'd you think?
It was good.
It was pretty good,
right? It was different, but it was good.
And then I made deviled eggs, and I crumbled up bacon for the center.
And then Aniko ate the shells.
Motherfucker. And also shredded all the goddamn napkins that I used to soak.
Well,
the
yeah,
bacon
they were
on.
soaked in bacon grease.
And then, like, chewed and shredded the container the bacon came in.
And that makes Aniko. You have to shit.
And he keeps looking at me. Little asshole. No, big asshole. All right.
We're out of here.
We're out of here. Did I say what episode this was?
At the beginning?
I didn't even say the date. I didn't say the date.
That's okay.
We can't get our shit straight.
That's okay. At least it wasn't as big of a train wreck as
yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's it. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you've downloaded episode 288 of the world's finest podcast you'll ever hear, except for yesterday. So later.
Peace.